You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put it into a bag of holes. God says, those things are happening. You need to consider your ways. Withholding from God money or material resources to which he has a claim. Malachi 3:8 to 10. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with the curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord, if I will not open for you windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will not be enough room to receive it. And some ways too is self-imposed curses, speaking contrary to the word of God. You know, how many examples, you know, let me just give you some examples that Derek Prince gives and that we find ourselves, I'm sure, saying, it's driving me crazy. I just can't take it anymore. It makes me mad to think. Whenever there's a bug, I catch it. I'm sick and tired. It runs in the family, so I guess I'm next. How many times have we, you know, do you hear that say? Or we, you know, they're just like, it just comes out of our mouth. I don't think I'll ever get pregnant. I've got the curse again. I just know I'm going to lose this one. I always do. The palm reader said my husband would leave me. Somehow I always knew my husband would find another woman. In our family, we have always fought like cats and dogs. You know, we bring curses on ourselves by the words we're speaking. We are to speak what the Word of God says. Go to your sheet now. Go to page 4. And we're going to go over some of these areas so you can pinpoint, again, this is between you and God. This is between you and the Holy Spirit. You know, nobody's going to have you come up forward. Nobody's going to embarrass you. This is just so you can see areas in your life that maybe there is a curse running in your life that you can take authority over. Pride can be linked as a root of all bitterness, going back to the fall of Lucifer. However, pride manifests itself in many ways. This exercise discusses 7 of the more prevalent ways pride manifests itself as outlined in Deuteronomy chapter 28. God allows curses to come upon his people due to our transgressions, many of which go back to our forefathers. Transgression literally means to cross or to go against God's will. This is our active refusal to acknowledge and observe the Torah, God's teaching and instruction in our daily lives. You know, the Bible says that rebellion is as witchcraft. The Torah describes in detail blessings and cursings as consequences of our life choices. As a consequence of our actions, we either choose his way, which is blessings, or suffer from the consequence of disobedience, curses in our own lives, which may be passed down to the third or fourth generations. Curses that are passed down from generation to generation are known as iniquities. Transgression is our willful disobedience to God's Torah. Our transgressions can become iniquities. The decision we make today not only determines our destiny, but can determine the destiny of our future generations. It is very important to bring these iniquities and transgressions to Yahweh and in repentance in order to be victorious over them. Deuteronomy 28 explicitly discusses the following curses. 1, mental or emotional breakdown. Repeated or chronic sickness, especially hereditary. Barrenness, a tendency to miscarry or related reproductive problems, breakdown of marriage and family alienation, continuing financial insufficiency, being accident prone, a history of suicides and unnatural or untimely deaths in your family. Do any of these curses apply to you or anyone in your family? We're going to discuss these one by one. After each exercise, write the names of each person in your family that are affected by these curses. Go page 5. mental or emotional breakdown. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke in everything you put your hands to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him. Possible root causes: occult involvement, whether white or black magic, paganism, earth worship, Wicca, New Age, involvement in secret societies, i.e. Freemasonry, lodges, Elks, Moose, etc., fraternities, sororities, etc., involvement in horoscopes, astrology, Ouija boards, seances, tarot cards, etc. Possible symptoms: confusion and depression, emotional roller coasters. Freemasonry is probably a very common thing that a lot of men are involved in, but it's very occultic. If you do a study on Freemasonry, you would be shocked. But we need to look into our family lives. Is there anybody in our family, in our generation, that has been involved in any of these things? Because these things can cause a curse to operate in our life. Again, I know because I was involved in the occult, in Ouija boards. How many, when you were a kid, got a Ouija board for a toy and found out that, you know what? There's something not right about this Ouija board, you know? It's part of the occult. Seances. How many times when you were a kid did you have a sleepover, especially girls? And you'd try to do these, like, seances and stuff. That'll bring a curse in your life. When I came to the Lord, I did have a lot of mental and emotional strongholds because of that. Fear, you know, because of the involvement. And I got set free from it. You know, praise God. And I looked in my family and I said, you know what? There's a history in my family. Read horoscopes. Somebody think, oh, ha, 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 horoscopes. It's just no big deal. That's part of the occult. I mean, people religiously read their horoscopes every day to make sure how their day is going to turn out. That's the occult. You have to call it what it is. To deny it is to lie to yourself. And to lie to people that are involved in it. So as we're going through these things, just, you know, write, as the Holy Spirit's, you know, showing you, write it down. Because we're going to take authority of those generational curses at the end together. Repeated or chronic sickness, especially if hereditary. Possible root causes: not following the laws of kashrut, biblical dietary laws. You know, God gives us those dietary laws for a reason, because they're to keep us healthy. Bitter root judgments or unforgiveness, especially towards parents, spouse, ex-spouses, and employers, or against anyone who abused or molested you. This may be a hard thing for some of you, but you need to get free from that, because it's only hurting you. We cannot afford the luxury of letting bitterness be in our life, because it's only hurting us. Possible symptoms or consequences is found in Deuteronomy 28. Plagues or plaguing disease. Is there a history in your family of people, you know, of diseases, dying young, dying early? Consumption or wasting disease, like anorexia or bulimia. Severe burning fever, inflammation, incurable boils. Tumors, scabs, or festering sores, incurable itch, blindness. Extraordinary, fearful, prolonged plagues like diabetes. Serious and prolonged sickness like cancer or heart disease. Every other kind of sickness and plague. Note, like onset of diabetes and asthma, often result from bitter root judgments against your parents or against present or past spouses. Hereditary types of sicknesses passed down from generation to generation. Many times we are confronted with the effects of a curse. It is difficult to suggest that any specific sickness is always or necessarily attributed to a curse. In many cases, it is highly possible a curse is at work, but without further evidence, it would be wrong to assert that this is necessarily so. There is only one expert whose diagnosis is final, and this is the Ruach HaKodesh. We always need to be conscious and dependent on him and his sovereignty. But if you go to a doctor, what's the first thing they have you fill out? A family history. Because they want to see what runs in your family. And the Word of God says that, you know, He's redeemed us from the curse of the law and that He wants us to be in health. And we don't have to accept those curses in our life. Barrenness, a tendency to miscarry or related reproductive problems. Deuteronomy 28:18. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, possible root causes, not following the laws of Nidah, sex outside Torah, fornication, pornography, abortion, affairs, soul ties, flashbacks of past relationships, comparing your spouse with your parents or in-laws, oral sex, which is a homosexual act, considered witchcraft, possible symptoms or consequences, inability to conceive, miscarriage, fetal death during or before childbirth, endometriosis, failure to menstruate or irregular menstruation, debilitating menstrual cramps, frigidity, cysts, tumors, or growths affecting any of the various reproductive organs, any condition leading to a hysterectomy, prostate cancer in men, low sperm count in men, sexual transmitted diseases. That's a big thing nowadays. Review the laws of Nidah. Have you or any of you having intimate relationships during menstruation? Scripture is very clear that women should refrain from sexual relations for 7 days from the onset of her menstrual cycle. God speaks firmly about this, and cervical cancer or other female-related problems can be linked to violating this law. And they've even done a study that the Jewish women that follow this law have a lower incidence of breast cancer and cervical cancer. So when God tells us not to do something, it's for our blessing, so we walk in health. It's not because, oh, I don't want you to have any fun. It's for our own protection. Again, these are things that you just need to look into yourself and just, you know, write those things down. Breakdown of marriage and family alienation. You shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Possible root causes, religious pride, anger, not honoring your parents. Possible symptoms or consequences, divorce, poor relationships with parents, grandparents, in-laws, rebellious children, abuse to spouse or children, neglect or abandonment of children causing them to be orphaned, critical or judgmental spirit. And also notice that divorce will cause us to live in poverty for a season, whether spiritual, mentally, or financially. You know, Rabbi Messer did this teaching at the big church in Michigan, Bishop Butler's Church. And he said, he asked a simple question. How many of you who have gone through a divorce were in poverty for at least, you know, a few years? I mean, hands shot up all over the place. You know, and if I look back at my family, there's a history of divorce. You know, but we are committed to Yeshua and the Torah. You know what? It stopped. That curse has stopped. It is not going to go through our bloodline anymore because we've taken authority over it in Yeshua's name. Continuing financial insufficiency. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. You shall not prosper in your ways. You will be unsuccessful in everything you do. Deuteronomy 47:28. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of all things. Proverbs 13:7, there is one who makes himself rich and yet has nothing, and one who makes himself poor, yes, has great riches. It would be unscriptural, however, to interpret poverty and abundance by materialistic standards of contemporary Western civilization. Biblically speaking, God's abundance is having all you need to do God's will and something left over to give to others. We must recognize that there is a higher level of wealth than just the material. People will go through financial roller coasters. Look at your family tree and identify all those in your family that suffer chronic financial insufficiency. Possible root causes, adulterous affairs, pornography, and greed. possible symptoms or consequences. One of the biggest areas of continuing financial insufficiency is related to sexual immorality. The spirit of lust is the root of both financial insufficiency and sexual immorality. Typically, when one is involved in sexual immorality, their spirit cries out in the form of anger and rage. They cannot save money because of the lust for more things or uncontrollable spending. Being accident prone, you shall grope as a blind man gropes in darkness. Possible root causes, molestation or abuse. Possible symptoms or consequences, freak accidents, more than likely for most people. Carelessness, impulsiveness, an unnatural impulse to do harm to another or to animals, an unusually high number of vehicle accidents. Many times freak accidents are unconsciously self-afflicted because of the individual's desires attention. Even though careless accidents reinforce a negative self-esteem or being clumsy, these accidents also bring the attention they desire. This is a cycle that needs to be broken by knowing your relationships with the Lord. There is a force working against people to trip them, causing them to stumble or impels them to make a rash, unpremeditated move. Forgiveness is needed to those who abused you. Ask the Ruach HaKodesh to reveal himself to you as your protector and reveal the relationship he desires to have with you. Last, a history of suicides and unnatural or untimely deaths. Possible root causes, abuse, molestation, occult activity. Possible symptom consequences, thoughts of suicide or trying to commit suicide. Lack of joy in your life. When was the last time you laughed? Critical or judgmental spirit, self-hatred, death of family members due to murder, suicide, or disease that took their life at an early age. Some people are always too serious. They feel that they do not deserve joy or to laugh or to have fun. The Lord wants us to enjoy life. The Lord laughed and always wants us to do the same. Remove, renounce, and remit the curse of any abuse that it may have happened to you, and forgive those who abused or mistreated you and violated your trust. You know, I can think of, and I've given, you know, this example before of a friend of mine that I grew up with. I mean, you could just see a curse operating in their life. Her father was involved in the mafia, in the mob. Her family, everybody died in threes, and they died young. Her one brother, died of cancer at the age of 21. Her next brother committed suicide. Her other brother ended up in prison for murder. She finally came to the Lord, you know, but she still had to get free of those generational curses that were operating in her life. God wants us to walk in the blessings. He wants us to be blessed. He only has good things in store for us. But we can't have our one foot in the world and one foot in the Torah. Because you know what? You're gonna open yourself up to the curses in your life. Either you're committed to God or you're not. Either you're walking with him and you mean business with him or you're not. God doesn't bring the curses. We allow those curses. He says, you allow them by you're choosing, you know, to serve HaSatan instead of me. But God wants to free us from that. He wants us to lack. One of the way we bring a curse in our life is not tithing, not giving to God. That 10% belongs to him. You know, you're talking to people of experience. We, you know, when I was first saved, you know, I tithed. Then, you know, all of a sudden we started looking at the bills and stuff, and then we thought, oh, you know, that 10%, you know, that could be paid some bills. I know you'll understand, God. You know, we'll start tithing. But, you know, we never had money. We always had lack. We never had enough. It was, you know, it was just like there was holes in our pockets. And when we made the commitment, you know, God, 10% belongs to you. You said you'd meet my needs. You said you'd take care of us. He has. We always have enough. Those bills get paid. because that 10% belongs to him. And if we rob him, then we rob him of blessing us. That 10% is his way of getting his work done here on this earth. And, you know, we've been there, done that. And you know what? Tithing is a blessing. You cannot outgive God. You cannot outgive him. He wants to bless you back. It's an act of faith to say, okay, Lord, I'm giving, you know, I could be using this for my bills, but I'm giving it to you. God will take care of you. God will meet your needs. I can tell you how many times that we've had tens of thousands of dollars of bills paid off. God provided a home for us. God paid off our car, you know, through, and we know it was God because it sure wasn't us. Because he is faithful. He wants to set you free from any of those things that are trying to keep you in a stronghold. A real excellent tape series that I was telling people downstairs is Black People of the Bible that Rabbi Messer talked about. And he talks about that when the slave traders brought the people over from, I think it was Benin, Africa, what the other tribes who were Muslims would do is they would make them walk around a pole three times and pronounce cursings over themselves. And their cursing was, well, it was poverty, promiscuity, and to forget who you were. And when they came to America, that their curse was operating in them. But God showed them how to get free, that, you know what, your roots are in Israel. That you are set free from any of those curses that your ancestors could have spoke over you in the name of Yeshua. It's an excellent series. Another rabbi, and this football player, I can't think of it, Reggie Smith, who was with the Lord, did the tape series. But it's an excellent tape series. I know in my own life, you know, when I look back, I know that there were people that prayed curses over me. You know, but those curses were broke in the name of Yeshua. Because he showed me that, you know, we have authority to break that curse. He has given us the authority to do that. You know, all you have to do is just say, you know, Father, I see this operating, and we're going to say this prayer together. You know, and I'm taking authority over any of those curses that have tried to operate in my family, because it stops here. It is not going to affect my children or my children's children anymore. You know, is the enemy going to try to you know, bring it up? Yeah, but you know, you take it and say, no, it's under the blood of Yeshua. It cannot. It stops here because we are walking in the Torah. We are walking in Messiah. But we also have to take authority over that. Again, I can go even more in depth with this, but time is not going to allow it. But what we're doing is we're preparing ourselves for Pesach. We're preparing ourselves to get that leaven out of our life, because God wants us to walk in blessings. He wants us to be blessed. He wants our marriages to be blessed. He wants our kids to be blessed. He wants your jobs. He wants you to be a blessing on your job. He wants to bless you in every area of your life. It's the enemy that wants you to walk in the curses. It's the enemy that wants you to stay there in prison, in a mental prison, you know, thinking that, you know, that, oh, well, you know, my father was a failure, so I guess I'm going to be a failure. You know, well, there's divorce in my family, so I guess I'm doomed to divorce. And, you know, that's a lie of the devil. It's a lie of the enemy. He has set you free from that, from those things operating in your life. If you go to that sheet on your page, and there's some prayers in there. We're going to pray together. And I'll let you stand up so you can stretch a little bit. And I just want to read something too. Colossians 3:12-13. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. First, I must forgive myself, then I must forgive everyone who has hurt me physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Jewish tradition identifies three stages in the process of forgiveness, whether you are being forgiven or are forgiving others. The steps are identified by the words shlecha, forgiveness, michla, letting go, and kapra, atonement. Forgiveness begins with the conscious intention to forgive. But if that process ends there, the feelings of guilt or resentment reappear when you least expect them. Letting go means I no longer need the past to have been any different than it was. At this stage, you may remember the pain, but you are no longer consumed either with guilt or resentment. With atonement, you can accomplish something positive that otherwise wouldn't have been possible. You still remember, and you still may feel the pain, but the act of atonement transforms the pain into a blessing. We know that Yeshua is our atonement. Again, you have the mikvah card, so it explains very clearly how to do a mikvah at home. We're going to pray two prayers. One is renunciation of sins of our family line. And the other one is the prayer to dismantle the roots of rebellion. And there's some other prayers there that you could pray at home, but we're just going to pray those two prayers. As a member of this family line, I repent for all those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. I repent for all those who, although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him because their thinking was futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. I repent for all those who became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. I repent for the sinful desires of my ancestors' heart, who gave their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. I repent for all those who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator who is forever blessed. I repent for the shameful lusts of my ancestors and for the woman who exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. I repent for the men in my family line who abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another, men who committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves a due penalty for their perversion. I repent for those who did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, and therefore were turned over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. I repent for all those who have been filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity, and for all those who were full of envy, murder, strife, and deceit, and malice. I repent for all those who were gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful, for all those who invented ways of doing evil, who were disobedient to their parents, and were senseless, faithful, heartless, and ruthless. I repent for those who, although they knew God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continued to do these very things, but also approved those who practiced them. I just want you to take just a few moments alone with you and the Lord, where he'll show you those areas in your life that you need to get set free from, and just quietly before the Lord, just receive that freedom and that forgiveness and that deliverance in your life. Praise you, Father. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are just showing those things in our life that we need to receive, your freedom, your forgiveness, your restoration, Father. I thank you, Father, right now that you are restoring minds, Father, that have been hurt and abused by words, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Father, I pray for those that have orphans' hearts, Father, that have not, they didn't have a father-daughter relationship, or a relationship with their mother, Father, that was according to your word. I pray for those hurts right now, that you would release them from those hurts in the name of Yeshua. That you would release them, Father, from that orphan heart and that feeling of being abandoned, Father, in Yeshua's name. Father, I pray for those that were sexually molested or abused as children. Father, heal their hearts, Father. I thank you now, Father, that they are delivered, Father, from guilt, Father, in the name of Yeshua, from the feeling, Father, of being dirty, unworthy, and used. Father, I ask them to release them, Father, now, in the name of Yeshua, from that pain, Father, that has haunted them, Father. And I thank you for that pain, Father. You are going to give them joy, Father, in Yeshua's name. Thank you for your healing power, Father. I thank you for those who have gone through the pain of divorce, Father. I thank you right now that they are free from that feeling of rejection and condemnation in the name of Yeshua. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Father, I come against those word curses that were spoken on anybody here, telling them that they would not amount to anything, telling them that they would be a failure. I just come against that lie in the name of Yeshua, and I thank you, Father. We speak success in their life. We thank you, Father. You said whatever their hand says to do will prosper, Father, in the name of Yeshua. We come against every word curse that has been spoken against any person in this congregation, that it has fall through the ground, to the ground, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, I come against bitterness in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Father, they are releasing that to you in Yeshua's name, Father. They will not walk in that prison of bitterness and unforgiveness any longer, Father. I thank you that as they release that, Father, they're going to receive healing in their bodies in the name of Yeshua. Father, I thank you that they're going to receive the ability, Father, if they desire to have children, to conceive children, Father. I thank you, Father, that they are healed and set free from arthritis, Father, as they let loose of their bitterness, Father, in the name of Yeshua, Father. Because whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And I praise you and thank you for it, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you set us free from our past, that we will not be bound as prisoners any longer, Father, that because we are working in your Torah, that curse has to stop in our lives in the name of Yeshua. Father, we take authority in the name of Yeshua right now over any generational curse that is operated in our bloodlines, Father, in our mother or father's side, in Yeshua's name. For we have been set free from the curse of the law, because we've been set free from those curses, Father, that come upon the sons of disobedience, Father, because we choose to be obedient to your word, Father, that our children and our children's children will not walk in that, Father. They will do greater things that we have done, Father. Father, they will walk in even a greater anointing, Father, in the name of Yeshua, Father. I thank you that they will not walk in those hurts and those pains that we walk through, Father, but they will walk in victory in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Go to the next prayer. Pray to dismantle the roots of rebellion. And then we'll end. If anybody needs us to pray for you as well, we'll lay hands on you, anoint you with oil. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent for all generational idolatry. We repent for of all personal and generational rebellion, stubbornness, and disobedience that have contributed to witchcraft in my line and in my generational line. We repent of all envy and jealousy of the mind, physical bodies, and personalities of others. We repent for any worship of ourselves and any need of personal recognition. We repent for all envy and jealousy of the spiritual giftings and capacities of others. We repent for ourselves and for those in our generational line who did not guard the gates of the spiritual and physical senses. We repent for choosing our will above the will of the Lord. We choose to owe no one anything but to love one another. We choose to cast off the work of darkness and to put on the armor of light, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. We choose to walk only according to the grace and anointing God has given to us. We choose to walk in unity with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We choose to follow Messiah, living a life of love, preferring others above ourselves. We choose to yield and surrender our personal rights so that we might serve the Lord wholeheartedly. We choose to be devoted to one another in brotherly love and to honor one another above ourselves. We will never be lacking in zeal, but will keep our spiritual fervor serving the Lord. We will be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. We will share with God's people who are in need. We will practice hospitality. We will bless those who persecute. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. We will live in harmony with other believers. We will not be proud, but we will associate with people of low position. We will not be conceited. We will not repay evil for evil. We have regard for the good things in the sight of all men. We will live at peace with everyone, and we will not take revenge on others. Lord, will you now remove all ungodly spiritual beings and devices that have been empowered by my idolatry, rebellion, and jealousy, and the idolatry, rebellion, and jealousy of my ancestors. Lord, will you disconnect me from any evil network and break all ungodly ties between the abode of the enemy and myself. Lord, will you remove the generational tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Lord, will you break the cords of death that entangle me, the torrents of destruction that overwhelm me, the cords of Sheol that are coiled around me, and the snares of death that confront me. Lord, I now take back any godly anointing, energy, authority, finances, and health given away and perverted because of my sin and my ancestors' sin. Lord, will you set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for your love is stronger than death. I declare that the Lord Jesus Christ is the head and he is Lord over all. Let's just praise him and thank him that we are set free in Yeshua's name. Thank you, Father, that you are going to use us in a mighty way. I thank you, Father, that the past is behind us, Father. We forget those things and we press forward to the high calling of Yeshua HaMashiach in our life. I thank you that that curse has been broken, Father, that we walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Father, that we are set free. I thank you, Father, that as we do that mikvah, Father, it's a picture of your word cleansing us, Father. Your word setting us free, Father. We submit ourselves to your word, your power, and your authority, Father. Put a watch on our lips, Father. Circumcise our mouth, Father. Circumcise our hearts, Father, that we may walk, Father, according to your word. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, that signs and wonders may follow us, Father, because there are hurting people out there that need to be set free, Father, and we just thank you for it. We thank you for this coming Pesach, Father. We thank you for Yeshua, the Passover Lamb who died for our sins. We thank you that we serve a Savior that is alive, that overcame death, hell, and the grave for us. Not because he had to, he did it for us. We thank you that Yeshua is Yahweh in the flesh, God himself manifested among us, Father. I thank you, Father, that we, as we celebrate Pesach, as we celebrate these feasts, that we remember that Yeshua is the point of all these feasts, and that we proclaim his death and his resurrection until he comes. We thank you that you are cleansing the leaven from out of our lives, Father, that we may walk as so holy and set apart people, Father, in you, in the name of Yeshua. And I praise you and thank you for it, Father, in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Again, we have the whole mikvah book if you want it with all the scriptures. But I tell you, every time we go through a mikvah, it's a blessing because we know we've come to a new level in our life. And that's what it's about. God wants to keep us bringing to new levels. He wants us to walk in victory over every area of our life in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah.
May Yahweh bless you and protect you. May Yahweh's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May Yahweh turn his face to you and give you shalom. Shabbat shalom, everyone.